Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Show JB's Lock It In for the DMV. As you know, last weekend a couple of y'all were down at, you know, Colonial Beach. They had a little Halloween day, you know, grudge event. And the race of the night, the race of the event was Brian Epps in his yellow Mustang against the Black Assassin, Mark Jones. And the race went down. Mark Jones left the tree, got squiggly, and I'm going to tell you, Brian Epps got on out there. Brian Epps took the win at the beach. Big ups to both of them for bringing action. You know, the race was talked about for the last couple weeks. I think they locked in. They got it done, and Brian Epps took the win. Brian Epps was, you know, he was big on his fried chicken expedition. He was... Him and I'm going to tell you, the best thing to see, if you want to see some shit talking, you got to see him and CJ's daddy face to face, because I'm going to tell you, them guys can talk some shit. But it was a good time. You know, some things didn't go as well. I mean, it was real. You know, it was pretty cold out there. I don't think, you know, the turnout was as good as everybody expected. But, you know, a couple of people showed their face. Mr. Do It for the Vine, Jason Gray, was out there with the Copperhead Mustang. Top Notch, Sharam Delia was out there. Tim Furby and Adam Furby were out there with their little Mustang. There was a couple grudge guys out there. Red Rick, which is Nephew Pete's best friend, with Hot Sauce. Hot Sauce was a little mild that night. Hot Sauce needed a little, you know, he needed a little extra pep, but I think the boys are trying to put Hot Sauce back together because, you know, hot sauce, and I guess Mr. Austin Garner are going to have to do business the next couple weeks. The Black Mamba versus Hot Sauce. I think that race probably still will go down one of these days during the, you know, before the end of the year is out. Well, as you know, this week I got two big events going down. You got Mike Hill doing his Baddest of the Bad big grudge event down at House of Hook. You got The Rock doing his event, the Grudge Reunion, at Orangeburg. And it seems like, you know, the DMV, you know, no matter where they're going somewhere. I got a call today that, you know, that one of our infamous No Cage G-Bodies is going to Orangeburg. And then I got a couple calls, you know, I got texts that some people are going to House of Hook. You know, hey, all I want, you know, it'd be nice if the boys can bring the money back. That's all, you know, no matter where people go, I know y'all still going to have fun. Y'all going to have a blast. You know, I'm taking it low a little. I'm doing the family thing this weekend. You know, got some good news this week and everything. So, you know, basically, JB's going to be an uncle in a couple more months. So, you know, I'm gonna, you know, stay close this week. And I got a little, you know, got some stuff to do around the house and stuff. So, the next thing I will be out to do, I think, the 15th, I'm kind of torn. You know, Atomic Dog wants me down in Texas, and then they got, you know, Rockingham. I'm kind of torn between that because I really want to get to Texas, and they got a lot of lock-ins down there. And the race I've been wanting to see is Donye versus Obama Boo, and it is locked in. So I don't know where I'm going to go, but that's probably the next place I'm going to be on the 15th. I'm going to be either in Texas or Rockingham. And then the next week, my brother from another, Josh Jones, is doing the Bad Storm Birthday Bash. That is at Fayetteville Dragway, November 22nd, and that's the Bad Storm Birthday Bash. They're looking at some shootouts. I know one shootout they're looking at is the small block shootout. And you know, the small block shootouts, man, they're getting bigger and bigger every week. I mean, you know, that's where, you know, the DMV got plenty of small blocks, and I was looking forward to putting on a good one this week. I had 12 cars that were ready to do battle, and I had two that were on the, you know, they were getting them together. You know, Greg, I don't know if you know, Greg Williams has got his Falcon together. He's looking to get out and play sooner or later. I think it was going to be a small block shootout to remember. And just to let everybody know, it was for the DMV cars only. We were, you know, because what's going on? Every state has a belt holder. In Georgia right now, it's Biz. In Michigan, I think it's a guy named Kevin Nehemiah with the Mini-Me car. I think down in Florida, I forgot who has it down in Florida, but Carolina has a belt holder. I don't know who it is as of right now, but every state has a small block belt holder. And, you know, I think it's time for the DMV to have their own small block belt holder. And as, I don't know if you know, but the way the belt works, you know, once that the belt is usually put up in a shootout, or it's put up, you know, between two people that have, you know, locked in for a grudge race. And what happens, the belt winner can be called out. He can be called out. Any given time, the belt holder can be called out. So what happens is, you know, if somebody wants to make a call out against the belt holder, he will get in touch with me, or he'll get in touch with Willie Dog or Jay Bonds. And what will happen is he will have to put up a DP. And, what you know, once he puts up that DP, the belt holder will be called. And they will, you know, if he decides to take the race, it's on his terms. He can take the race, set up a date, and get it on. So, you know, I think that's, you know, that's one thing that I think the DMV is going to be looking forward to, because, as you know, we got a lot of small block nitrous grudge cars in the DMV. So, with that said, like I said, this week, you know, the weather is not being very nice to us. You know, Larry, I think, was going to put on one hell of a show, but I think it was the right thing by canceling, because I'm seeing 40 degrees, as 40-some degrees to high, and, you know, safety becomes an issue, man. I mean, don't get me wrong. I know we want to put these events on, but safety first. And I think there's, you know, we got some more events. We got now talk about that. If y'all still want to get out and do some racing, I think this Friday is the last ladies' night down at VMP. So if anybody wants to do some grudge racing, I know something is going down at VMP. I know some guys were looking to do a little shaking down, a little grudge racing. I think China White, owned by the Richmond, owned by Tron and his crew, they looking to shake down this week. Do something strange for a little change down at VMP. Jimmy Riddle, he's gonna be shaking his little deuce down, getting ready. And you know, I think they're headed out to, you know, House of Hook. So it's some guys looking for some action down at VMP. So if anybody, you know, is looking to do something and, you know, they don't have a track to do it at, y'all can head out to VMP on Friday. That's the last McKinney Cruisers ladies night of the year. So if you want to get out and do a little grudge racing before the year, get on out to VMP this weekend. With that said, I mean, if anybody has something they want to say or somebody they want to lock in right on tonight, the mics, everybody's line is open. You know, anybody can say whatever they want, however how they feel. Or if, you know, everybody, tell us what y'all want to see before the year's out. What race would you like to see between two people from the DMV or somebody from the DMV and somebody from outside of DMV? What race would you like to see before the year's out? And I'm going to tell you what race that I would love to see before the year's out, or one race I would love to see soon, and that is the race between the Copperhead, Mr. Do It for the Vine, and Mr. Top Notch. I think they're going to have to, sooner or later, they're going to have to, you know, they're going to have to get it on. They're going to have to lock it in and get it down. So, I mean, I know the guys were looking at doing it last week. I don't think they were able to get the chance. But, you know, I think them boys are going to be looking at, you know, doing it soon. So that's one race I'd like to see. I don't know if any others y'all would like to see. But, you know, like I said, the mics are open. And if there's any other race or anything you'd like to see before the year is out, push the one button. And, you know, let it be known what you want to see. Or if you're trying to lock somebody in right here tonight, like I said, all mics will be open. Nothing will be too small to talk about. So if you got something you're trying to get out, go ahead and let it be known, and we're going to get it out, and we're going to get it, try to get it locked in. Well, until then, let me see if I got any microphones that need to be open. Let's see. Let's see who's on tonight first. Oh, we got, all right, let me see right now. I got a mic that I need to open that has been trying to get in. I forgot to call this person. Let me open his mic, see what's going on, see where he is going this week. Right here. Mr. 443-532-4121. I'm guessing this is Mr. We Want Plenty, G Money.
Hey, what's going on, bro?
Hey, I saw you had texted me. I forgot all about it. What's going on? Are you looking, you getting out this weekend? You doing something this weekend?
Yeah, man, Lord's will, man. I really like to, man. I'm trying to, tomorrow, I use my 5 days for myself, man. I'm trying to put my car back together tomorrow so I can try to get some action, man.
I hear you. So wait, where's Mr. G Money trying to get a little action at?
You know, I hear everybody's supposed to be going down to, is it North Carolina?
South Carolina. South Carolina's got the action this month, this Saturday. I got calls from a couple guys that are going, you know, to Orangeburg, and then there's a couple guys going to House of Hook. So I think the majority of guys are going to House of Hook, but there's a few going down to Orangeburg to run this. Couple guys text me today about running that no cage shootout.
No cage?
Yeah, there's a no cage shootout. I think it's a no cage small block shootout down at Orangeburg.
Oh man.
So you know, and I tell you one car that called me, and I'm gonna tell you this car is very dangerous. When I say dangerous, G Money is dangerous. I mean, we went down. He's from the DMV. He is the owner of JARP Race Cars. Now, we went down to Outer Banks the other week, and he brought that blue G-Body out down there. And G-Money, I'm telling you, this thing got piped all the way out the back, small block Chevy, on nitrous, and he had the boys down there shook.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you why. Because it's almost like, you know, one guy was looking. One guy had a Mustang, and the Mustang didn't sit exactly like him. The Mustang was, you know, probably the Mustang, you know, had the pipe cut off at the muffler, different little things, one seat in it and stuff. But the guy with the G-Body, the reason I like him, he says, you know what, I done drove 4 to 5 hours, and I want to do something. So
right.
He said, what can we do? Now, let me tell you what the guy asked him, G-Money. This is funny. Both cars, small block nitrous. One sits a little bit better and lighter. But the guy with the Mustang going to ask the guy with the G-Body for the back tire.
Right. Nah.
So, yeah, so you know, needless to say, that race didn't go down. But I'm going to tell you, that little G-Body was looking to run somebody. It couldn't get no action. But I'm going to tell you why. Because after he made that shakedown, I'm going to tell you, them bushes was right full.
Yeah.
After he made that shakedown, I'm going to tell you, the bushes were packing up.
Hey, that's the same one that was at Capitol?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that Woo. Car is a nice car, man. That's a nice car, bro.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, when he was there, he kept, very nice guy. They own, I think he is the owner, like I said, of JARP Race Cars. And he came over and, talking to me, he said, yeah, man, I came down here hoping that I can get a little action. I said, well, you know, there's some people down here. And, you know, he tried and tried, and I got to give him credit. He tried and tried, but he just couldn't get nobody to, you know, take on the G-Body heads up. Everybody wanted something. And I understand what the man is saying. He's saying, you know, the man said, look, I done come down here, I'm full body, G-Body with no cage, pipe out the back. I mean, you know, just trying to get a little action. Couldn't get no action, but I'm going to tell you, that car right there is something to watch.
Yeah, and beautiful, too.
Yeah, I mean, I remember seeing that car at Monster Jones event a couple weeks ago, and when I seen that thing leave out the, when him and Carlton, my little buddy Carlton from my area, when Carlton left on him, I said, man, Carlton got the money. When they got about 330 to 400 feet out, that blue bitch started. I mean, it looked like she just, you know how a car, when she sink in the back and she come up in the front, that thing started working.
I see that video too, man.
Jesus. I thought, I saw Monster's mouth drop. Monster said, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy.
Yeah, I thought Carlton had that all day.
Yeah, I know. Hey, Monster, what did you say when you saw that little blue G-Body?
I said, God dang, where did he come from?
Yeah, I thought he had that all day when Carlton jumped out there. It was a wrap.
He was showing full,
I'm going to tell you, by the end of the night, we got down there, and I know you, if you've ever been down there, everybody that heard of Rambo. Rambo is, you know, told Tricky Mick, older guy, and Rambo might not, you know, he might not be the fastest at all, and he might not be, you know, he ain't slow, and he might not cut the best light, but I'm going to tell you, before the end of the night, Rambo going to run somebody. And he got down there, and Rambo lost to a car called the Paper Chaser, the Nova Paper Chaser. And little Tony took the little stock block Camaro down there, and little Tony from Richmond said, you know what, I done came this far. You know, I don't mind gambling for a couple hundred. And I think they locked in for $1,000. Little Tony got the back tire. And I'm going to tell you, once they left the tree, that was the last of the Nova. Because the Nova got, I don't care what nobody say, when a man getting all cross-sided and he doing this and he doing that, that don't run a race. It might look good. he coming up and coming down. And coming. But by that time, little Tony was down in the sandpit.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, boys had a good time, man. I'm going to tell you, I got to hang out with Cubby Bannister and that damn James Outlaw. And I'm going to tell you, G-Money?
Yeah.
Cubby James Outlaw is a bad motherfucker with a grill. I'm going to tell you what I know. That thing is a bad boy, Lord. He had people coming over smelling the goddamn chicken from, you know, a couple trailers down. I said, boy, smell that goddamn chicken. But we had a ball down there, man. Cubby was, you know, down there shaking down. And I'm telling you, Cubby making some progress. The car's getting right. I'm happy to see that, man, because, you know, Cubby's a good guy, man. The car's coming on back. He's getting it on back. And, you know, thanks to the help of a couple guys that was down there, you know, we had a good time, man. You know, I like it down, you know, Outer Banks. I wish I could go to, you know, House of Hook or somewhere this weekend, but, you know, got to lay low this weekend.
Yeah, I want to do something, bro. I'm telling you, man, got this gas on my chest, boy.
Oh, I know you do. And I know that big Nova want to let it off.
Yeah, you know what I mean, man? When my stuff is down, I ain't feeling that well, you know what I mean?
Oh, well, you want to know what you got to do? You got to get old E. What E doing?
He laying low, too. You know what I'm saying? I talked to him today also. You know, he just laying low. Foreign versus domestic, man, is really thing. I'm waiting for foreign versus domestic. That foreign versus domestic show over there that Royce Miller and them have, man. If you ain't never seen it before, man, I'm telling you, that's something to see.
Oh, you're right. That's the show. I'm
going to
tell you.
They ain't playing.
I'm going to tell you something else. If you a single man and you are not at foreign domestic, you might as well be gay. Because I'm going to tell you what I know.
It's a good show.
It's a good show. It's a definitely a good show. So,
hey,
you know,
we think we're doing something as far as, like, you know, trying to run some hits. Man, maybe get into seven or something. Man, them cats be running sixes like nothing in these little teeny cars with the turbos, man, that's larger than the motor.
You're right. And that's definitely right because, man, you're right. I done seen some guys come up there and they'll have, you know, a four-cylinder, and that four-cylinder have a turbo bigger than the whole motor complete. You know, it'd be the turbo hanging out the front and, you know, four cylinders. That's it, four cylinders and turbo. And that thing get this spooling beside you, and you got eight cylinders with nitrous, and he about to blow that ass out, and you can't do nothing about it.
You watch him pull away.
Yeah, you watching him fade on you. So, you know, I think, like I said, I'm going to try to get out there this year for the foreign. I missed it the last year, but, man, I went a couple years before, and I'm going to tell you, it's nothing like it. It's just... You know, it's nothing like it. If you're going to go, you want to have a good time. And, you know, it's family-oriented, too, so.
Yeah, because one of the best parts that I ever experienced about foreign versus domestic, when you pull around there and you get up on the starting line, you hit the staging lane, and, man, as you coming out that staging lane and do your little burnout, and you look, and the bleachers are packed from both sides like a football game. Man, I mean, guess what? It's showtime, bro. Send her. I ain't never been used to that, but now I've been going every year and attending, man. Guess what? I be used to it. I be running guys like Ralph Hardesty. Hey,
yeah, ain't no problem. Them guys have a good time out there, man.
Yeah, I like it. Lord's will, I'm going to do it this time, too. Like I said, I'm going to put these lifters in this damn thing tomorrow and stick this intake back on here and change the oil and all that and get this thing up and jumping, man, so I can make a hit tomorrow night, man, for real.
I hear you. Man, so, yeah, I think, like I said, I think the guys, everybody's going somewhere this week, you know. I think I saw Jason Gray, Copperhead. I think he's going out the House of Hook. I think Cubby's going out the House of Hook. I think James Outlaw's headed out there. Daniel Ravenscroft, Jimmy Riddle. I think is headed out there. Man, it's a few headed out there. It really is. It's a few. I've seen, you know, I think, what's the guy named? Latavius Maddox, I think, is headed out there. So, you know, it's gonna be one hell of a show, man. One hell of a show. You know?
Yeah.
Just so happens that I got to miss this one.
Yeah, I hear you. I can dig it.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'll see what I can do, man. First thing, let's get the call back together. You know what I mean? Like I say, Friday's my day. I'm going to throw that joint back together and fire up and go from there.
Well, that's good. That's real good.
Otherwise, so, you know, if it ain't doing well, then we're just going to call it quits, man, for the year and go through the whole thing, you know, make another plan for next year.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that. So, I know what I want to ask you, Mr. G Money. Is there anybody that is on your hit list for this year or the beginning of next year or whenever you get that thing back together?
Hey, you know I want plenty, cuz. I want plenty. You know, basically, if they sit in any kind of way like me, they got action. You know that.
So, yeah, I heard you. I heard you was going into battle this week with Ralphie and Junie.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
I wouldn't even work for him. I wouldn't work for him at all.
Yeah, I know. So I know y'all gonna have to get it on again sooner or later. I know them boys. Y'all do sit alike, so that's a good thing too. I think is that Nova? That Nova is it metal? All metal
all
too?
Steel. All steel, just like me. Only thing fiberglass is the hood.
Well, hey, damn, that he do sit just like you.
He got glass and he got his windows in and everything.
Hey,
you know, the way I hear, you know. And see, I like action like that.
Yeah, you everybody, you know, to have somebody sit like you, and then them, you know, for them to sit like you, and if they beat you, they just outman you. But
yeah,
if they don't sit like you, and you got to run them head up, I mean, you know, shit happens. But the thing is always, I mean, I understand what you're saying, Mr. Man of Steel. Anybody that sit like that Nova got action.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
I tell you, hey, I'm going to tell you what I know. That guy, now, he ain't on here tonight. I don't know if he done, you know, I don't know if his head done got as big as his damn pocket. But that damn Brian Epps, that yellow Mustang got on down through there the other week.
Hey,
I'm going to tell you, him and old, and man, big ups to both of them because Mark came there and, you know, Mark, I'm gonna tell you, Mark Jones and that Black Assassin has been running, you know, not running. He has been grudge racing for at least the last month or two.
Yeah, most definitely.
Got to give him credit. I mean, you know, some people talk about it and some people do it, but he's been doing it.
There's yeah, no that's doubt my about dog.
It. That's your dog. Hey, I know, that's your dog.
Every time you open Facebook, you see Mark Jones is in the battle.
Yes, I know that's
man,
right. Yeah,
I tell you, JB, I would like to have got more action, you know, this season, man. But start having all these issues, man, with the thing wheel stand and all that crap, man. That cut a whole lot out of me, man. You know what I mean?
I hear you.
You know, then you can't keep the wheels down. You can't race, man. So I had to rethink this. I had to rethink the plan, man.
Yeah,
I rethought the plan now. Now, like I said, if you sitting like me, Lord's will, I put this thing together tomorrow. She riding. If you sitting like me, you know, looking like me, I don't care how big your damn tires are. You know, to the big end.
Lord, Lord have mercy. I just seen a call out. It looked like that damn Rock done put a call out for Baldy's race in Florida. Lord have mercy. I'm going to tell you right now, you got to go down there. You got to go down there, G Money. I don't know if you're going to be free to go down there that week, but that race in Florida, all I've been hearing about is Florida. I got a call from one of the promoters down there, Rodney. He's helping out with the race. He said, man, have you ever been somewhere in December where it's 90 degrees, women out in tank tops, booty shorts, drag racing going on all day.
Wow.
I said, no. I said, no. I'm going to go in and put it to you like that. No. He said, well, look, three straight days of racing, nothing but 90-degree weather, and money everywhere. I said, well,
good.
Damn, I got to get out there. So a couple guys, I think Larry and a couple guys, I think, I don't know if CJ and a couple guys from down that way, I think we're going to get one of them 15 passengers and make it do what it do.
Hmm. And when is this?
That is Florida, down in Orlando.
No, what date is it?
That is December the 13th, 14th, and 15th, if I'm not mistaken.
It sounds like a plan. I don't know, you know, for myself, but it sounds like it could be nice, man. 3 days.
Okay, I hear you, man. Let me know, and if you decide to go down there, I think I got a little hookup on hotel rooms that week, so let me know if you're trying to go down.
Okay, I most definitely will, bro.
Yeah. So let me open these two mics. 690-1903. Is that somebody from the Riddler camp?
That's Brian, man. What's going on?
Oh, that's Brian. Yeah. Hey, G Money, that's the man I told you. Look, his head's so damn big now. Look,
go ahead, man.
The car fell off the damn strap. He was so happy, damn.
Man, hey, look. That just ruined my day, man. I mean, I've been listening since you came on, but I'm at this football game. There's a lot of noise. I ain't want the noise all in the phone, but now that just ruined my day, man. A little mishap in the burnout and then, you know, water running out the trunk. You know what I mean? That could have been a catastrophe. You know, that was my overflow in the trunk. Then when the damn strap broke, going rolling back in the trailer, I said, yeah, I know I'm going home. You know, it's too many bad omens, as they say. You know what I mean? But I did have a good time.
Yes, I think some people say, oh, the turnout, but you know, I mean, you know, we gotta understand. I guess it's getting cold. Don't nobody want to come out in 50 degrees, and you know, so I mean, we can't look for a packed house right now, anyway. So. I think it's about, it then got down to that time now where, you know, weather is a big part of why, you know, these events are not taking place.
Yeah, it is. It is getting cold, man.
Yeah, so who now, I know you'll tell it like it is. Mr. Brian, who's next on the list for that yellow Mustang?
Well, I wanted to get my rematch with Danny Red and, you know, I was being complacent and letting them, you know, talk they smack and figure they'd come on around. But they done decided, they done ran in the bushes. But I wanted to get them tomorrow night. They won't lock it in. Well, we'll let you know. I don't want y'all to let you know stuff. You're either going to race or you ain't. You know, when we talked about it the first time, we didn't have all that let you know stuff. So pretty much I'm done. It's getting cold. You know, and I don't do good in hot and cold weather. So I ain't really got, you know, so I ain't got nobody on the radar. I wanted to, you know, me and this guy named Cuz, we done had a rival for the last 20 years since 1996 and never raced for whatever reason. But he done finally got the ups on me, and now he got something that's faster than me. He don't want to give me nothing, so that ain't going to happen, you know. So. So I'm just, I guess I'm ready to go into winter hibernation.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with going into hibernation for a while. I know you'll be back out soon.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, my car sat for a long time, and I didn't realize that so much stuff would go bad from a car sitting, you know what I mean? You know, stuff like, you know, with this racing stuff. I mean, like it was sitting in the weather, sitting inside, you know, in the garage. You know, so I had to fight a few demons, and you know, but one thing I will say, every time I went to the track, you know, I saw I had a problem and I corrected it, and it moved in a positive direction. So next year start, I think everything will be good. when I get my hand. I might get my hands on Sweet Pete, on Daniel Hall, you know, beginning of the season if he come out there. You know, me and him been going back and forth long enough. It's time for us to get it in.
Look, hey, I'm going to tell y'all, you know, I know we talking about something different, but this race just got locked in, and I got to say it. I've been waiting for it. If y'all don't know, Chucky, the red Mustang out of Detroit, has just locked in Big Country and Bodacious. They are locked in for Baldy's race in December. I think both are big block on nitrous, 8th mile, 28th to 275s. Saturday,
that's
December
13th. That's going to be a hell of a race.
Lord,
that's going to be a hell of a race.
Yeah, so what you're saying, so basically what you're saying, is, you know, you want revenge against Dirty Red, but you can't seem to get that rerun.
No, the first they said they was going to do it, then they said they weren't going to do it, then they said they were going to let me know, then they said they weren't going to do it, then they said, well, you slept the tree so bad against Charles Tate. You know, you can't beat us. I said, well, put the money up and show me I can't beat you. But see, what they don't understand is, see, what they scared of is a blind squirrel found a nut every now and then. And they know if I just so happen to hit that tree, I'm going to be lights out. You know what I mean? So, hey, I guess they're going to put me on ice till next season. Who knows?
I hear you. Well, let me open this mic up. I don't know who is this. 682-4919. Your mic is open.
What's going on? This is Kenny Fox.
Kenny Fox, what's going on?
Not a whole lot. Who's all headed down to House of Hook this weekend?
So far, what I've heard, I think Daniel Ravenscroft, Jason Gray, I think Latavius Maddox, Cubby Bannister, James Outlaw, and there was one more. Jimmy Riddle, I think, is all headed down to House of Hook.
Okay.
And Carlton Thornton. I think Carlton, I don't know. I know he had, you know, he was asking about some rules for a shootout. I think he might have got it straight, and I think he might be taking the black car to run in the I think it's a no cage shootout. And then I think he's taking the other car to run in the small block shootout.
Okay. All the people you mentioned, I guess they're going to run that 28 nitrous only shootout.
Well, see, the thing I would think is, you know, I'm guessing they're running the small block shootout. Most of the guys that are going, I mean, I guess Jason and, Jason and, the Riddler and, you know, Jimmy Riddle and, I don't think Latavius, I don't know if, cause you know, he has balls and big tire. I mean, I think he might just be going to grudge race. And then I think Cubby and James Outlaw are going to go run in the 28-29 shootout.
They're going to run in the 28-29, not
28
nitrous?
Well, see, you're right. The 28 nitrous, because they do have a 28 nitrous, and they got the small block. And then they have, you know, the other class is 28-29. I think that's the bigger purse. But, yeah, there is a 28 nitrous category. There's a small block category. And I think there's a G-body shootout.
Right. They got 28 nitrous only on 28s. And then you got a 28-29 extreme. That's anything on 28-29s, right? That can be boost, nitrous, it don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's going to be a hell of a show.
Yeah, you know, I can't, I was asked to come to, you know, come to one of the, I was asked to come to both, and I can't go to neither one, so I'm just going to stay in the lane this week because I got to get some stuff done, and I guess the next time I'll be out, I'm trying to go to Texas to, Atomic Dogs race where they got 10 lock-ins already, including the race that I want to see with who I think right now is a front runner for the Grudge Race of the Year, and that is Mr. Donye. He is locked in again with another race he's taking on the Obama booth.
Well, I don't know about anybody else, but that man Hannibal, he has came out in a month's time and has made a name for himself. That man, in my opinion, will have Grudge Racer of the Year. He done came out in a month and have put more action on in a month than half of these cats did all year. He done got him in Alabama. He done got him at Holly Springs. He raced Tony Bynes the first time ever with the call on Slick, and he took that first loss, and that was the only loss that he even took. And that was at House of Hook on a Thursday. All that in a month's time, I think that boy right there, he deserves some type of a pat on the back or good job or something. And instead of looking at all these men that just want to stip you to death on a race, he just, your car set like me, we run. I don't care what tires, motor, what turbo, I don't care nothing. You got the same tire, we got X. Everybody else, they want. Now you got to take the bars off. Now you got this on it. Now you got two carburetors. If you got to stick to race, then I don't see how you're racing. You ain't doing nothing. You're already going into a race, and you already know you done won because you done stipped the man to death.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess you can look at it two ways, but really, when, you know, I understand what you're saying about Lavelle, and I say he's definitely, if they had, you know, best upcoming, I would say that, but right now, I mean, let's be honest. Donye lives in Chicago. He done came clean across the other side of the world five or six times this year. I mean, so truthfully, I will say the Grudge Race of the Year is somebody that'll go to any track, no matter if it's the Midwest, the Dirty South, I mean, Texas. He done even been over here. He done been in Maryland. So, I mean, when you look at it like that, I mean, I understand if Lavelle would have been racing the whole year, it would have been a lot different. Maybe he would have, you know, had a couple more. He would have been here, been there. But when a man had been everywhere, and I mean everywhere, and plan on going more places, like I said, he's going to Texas next week. I mean, he's got a race he's about to lock in for December. So, I mean, that's kind of hard, man, you know. And not
well,
only
well,
is
oh,
he,
yeah, he's definitely doing the thing. It's just, I don't know. I just look at it as the underdog. When the underdog comes out and they're the most talked about, I believe they accomplish something.
All right, well, let me ask you this. Tell me, in your mind, you didn't think Memphis Gangster was the baddest on 29.
Memphis Gangster, the baddest on 29s? I'm not going to lie. To be honest, I had no idea who Memphis Gangster was.
Okay, because I'm going to tell you right now, and anybody on this, Brian, you know, you were looking. When that race was going on, I know you saw a couple posts. How many people did you see pick Donye?
Nobody.
That
many people, because Memphis Gangster, man,
he got a killer.
Yeah, he got a hog under that thing, man.
He got a goddamn hog in that thing, man.
Yeah. Yeah. You know,
that's
and
why
it.
Will Donye be at House of Hook?
Donye is going to be at Orangeburg, and then he's, like I said, his schedule, November 15th, he's locked in with Obama Boo, and I think he's going to run that truck again. And I'm going to tell you,
Has he got any locked in races in Orangeburg, or is he just going to do that shootout?
I think he's going to do the shootout, and there might be a locked-in race. Somebody was calling to lock him in from Texas. I don't know if they locked in yet, but if they locked in, you know, he probably going to do something at Orangeburg with a guy from Texas. I think it might be a Camaro with 29s on it with bars.
Right.
But I know
he definitely races.
Yeah, he's I'm going to tell you, to me, and anybody can quote it, but the year-end finale, I'm going to tell you, to me, is down in Florida, and a race that I've been waiting to see just got locked in, and I'm going to go ahead and tell you, Chucky and Little Country have locked in 28s or 275s, no balls, 8th mile, heads up.
Yeah,
and,
I saw that, but his dad said he couldn't. Little Country couldn't stop chasing that ass to get the car finished. I don't know if it was official locked in or not.
Oh no! All right, well, Dern, I knew, cause I know Dern well, that damn Chucky won him some kind of bad. And that race been talked about all year long, so it'd be nice to see it, but you know. But I know they have something now. There's a race that's going to be interesting. It's going to be a race to the finish, but I think the boys are thinking about doing a reaction race out the pocket. I think Rock is putting money up out of his pocket for a best on the tree reaction race, just something to do for a little fun on, I think, Thursday or Friday down in Florida. And then I think that now this is a race that everybody want to see, but from what I'm hearing, Don Ye and some, I think there's a new car coming out of Florida on 29th that, you know, nobody has said anything, but that they'll be unveiling that in Florida on December 13th. Which, huh? I think somebody might have hit the nail on the head, but you know, I think there's gonna be a unveiling of a car probably in December. So I'm, you know, I can't.
Big ball.
Yeah, there might be an unveiling. So you know, it's a lot of racing going on, man. It's a lot of racing going on. Where y'all going with Ugly this weekend? Y'all going out or y'all staying close?
Nah, we're done for the year.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You know, I know there's always next year, man. And, you know, I've talked to plenty of people that said they, you know, they're going to lay low for the rest of the year and get the, you know, come back all right. So, you know, that's good.
Nah,
man.
We ain't gonna change nothing. We just done for the year. We're going to come out, same car, same setup, and do what we did this year.
I hear you.
We're just, time is getting cold. We're going to make that vacation. We're going to go support these races, and then we're going to go have fun. We ain't going to be working on no car.
Hey, that's
we're gonna
that,
sit,
you know.
Sit back and drink something on the rocks and talk a little bullshit and bet a little bit of money.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. So, who you, so you headed out to House Hook this week? You going to get in and hop in?
What's that?
You hopping in to ride down to House of Hook, or what you doing?
I don't know. Me and Dre planning on a trip just to see if we were going to ride down there or not. But if we do, we're probably going to leave late Friday because I got to take my boy trick-or-treating. And then after all that, then I'll probably ride down there. But I'm probably going to leave to probably about 10.
Yeah, you know. I think it's going to be a good one.
It's still in the air, but it's definitely going to be a good race.
Yeah, it's damn sure going to be a good one. I think it's damn sure. I see Fletcher Cox just post a picture. His beast is going down there to play in the small block shootout, so Lord have mercy.
I'll ride with him. He's going to win it. I'll take any side bets on that one.
Yeah, I think I'll take him on a lot, too. That damn small block he got ain't nothing to fuck with.
Nah, she got a big heart.
She damn sure got a big heart. I made some PayPal bet on that. I can tell you that. So, damn. So, the boys are, I mean, you know. So, I think, y'all said y'all down for the year. I was about to say, see if y'all were trying to head out November 22nd to the Bad Storm Party.
Yeah, that's y'all's showing birthday bash, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's up in the air. It might, Ugly might feel a little disrespected. It might want to come out and shut the premises down again. I don't know. It all depends on how she want to act.
Okay, yeah, I know. Sometimes that bitch get out of line, huh?
Yeah, she just sometimes people just hello. Sometimes they just get out of line, and Ugly just gotta put them right back in his place.
I don't know.
It's just whatever she feel like doing. If she load herself up, then we going.
Okay, yeah, I know there's some people already talking about going. So you know, I think that ought to be a good one.
But
I might be down
to House of Hook. It ain't a guarantee, but if I'm down there, I look around, I speak, say what's up, how y'all doing, have a few cold ones, sit back, bet a little money, talk a little shit, enjoy the race.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Damn, man, definitely ain't nothing wrong with that.
Nah, but we ain't gonna have no Blue Mountains or none of that. We gonna have Crown or Hennessy, one or the other.
Yeah, so
we gotta have that high octane.
What's Butt doing this week? They got that thing. They got that thing doing their thing for a while, or?
I don't know. I can't speak for them.
Oh, okay.
That's totally different camp.
Oh, okay. I was seeing if they were doing something this week. Yeah, I think it ought to. There's going to be some good racing this week. I'm sad I'm going to have to miss it, but I think, you know, what I wanted to see this week was the back half shootout. I think they got the back half shootout going back, and I'm going to tell you right now, my money is sitting on Hyde. So if anybody, you know, if anybody wants to bet some money on that back half shootout, like who is it? Mr. Pete from the Horseman. If you like somebody other than Hyde, you can push that one button and tell me who you like, sir. Or Kenny Beecham, tell me who you like, because I like that gray Camaro known as Hyde for a little money on this weekend. If somebody trying to bet a little change, do something strange for some change. But, you know, I like Hyde. And in the small block shootout, I think I definitely got to go with Fletcher Cox, because I'm going to tell you, that thing he got, Jesus, woo. And the 28th, I don't know, that's a toss-up, man. I think it's going to be some good racing everywhere, man. I wish everybody the best. And like I said, if anybody is going down and, you know, they want to, you know, look for some action, or they looking to get something locked in, definitely let me know, because, I mean, it's going to be some stuff down there. I even heard the Nasty Boy crew is going down there. Brian, is that true? I know you might know. Brian Epps, you still on? I guess Brian has got off.
No, I'm on. I won't pay attention, man.
Hey, is the Nasty Boy crew making an appearance? Are they? I know you know them guys. Are they going down this weekend to House of Hook? I saw that they were thinking.
I don't know. I know they were thinking about a bunch of them getting together and going. I believe they are. Leon Powell and them, I believe they are going down there.
Oh, okay. Damn, that sounds good. Them boys going to try. I wonder if they're going to take, they probably going to take the little.
No, they ain't taking no car. They ain't taking no car. I do know that much.
They were talking about
all of them just, you know, riding down there to check it out, you know.
Okay. That sounds
good. Yeah, they're going in there to check it out. But, I know that's going to be a nice event, man. You know, one of them will make it down to one of Mike Hill's big shows.
Yeah, I think I'm going to make it, you know. Next one he do, I'm probably going to head down there and have some fun. But like I said, you know, the next thing, you know, I got to put some money, I got to save some money up, and I got to get like Weeby Cooper. If I had money like Weeby Cooper, I'd burn mine. That's all I know.
Weeby Cooper don't got no money.
Shit.
I ain't got none.
Only man I know that got the money. We got about 4 or 5 cars, so I know he got something. Shit, I ain't got no money.
You saw that,
like
you saw that pretty old lady that was with us then, when we went to Outer Banks?
Huh?
That pretty lady that was with us at the Outer Banks?
Yeah.
She military. She paid for all that. I just got a good head on my shoulders.
Well... Like the band say, you know, my money a little funny right now, but you know, there's some things I'm putting together to go to, and I'm really telling you, man, I'm really skeptic about getting on this plane and going on down to Texas on November 15th, because I've never been down there, and they said, man, you know, as you know, Texas is one of the biggest states around, you know, on the country, so I'm thinking about it, man. They got 10 locked in races so far, and man, ain't nothing wrong with getting down to Texas. It's going to be warm, and you know them goddamn Texas ladies. Something to watch. Hey, Weeby Cooper, how's that foot doing?
Man, I don't have no cast on. I ain't on no crutches.
Okay, so you ready to get back in the car? So now that you ain't on the crutches and you don't have no cast on, now who's on the list?
Well, since Ugly was putting it up for the winner, I guess I'll go ahead and find somebody else that's supposed to be 28 stock suspension and run good. I'm gonna try to run a class guy named Mario Vital. I'm gonna run him at Maryland.
Oh,
I'm gonna run him at the World Cup.
Oh, okay. You and Mario. I know Mario very well. Old Mario Vitale from up there in Lynchburg.
Yeah, I'm gonna. Well, you know, when I go run to the World Cup, you know, everybody show times and all that, but there's a difference from first form and then class racing. But I know so I'm going to go ahead and try them.
Okay, ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Yeah, I had G-Money on just now. G-Money said he going to try to get his ready and go on ahead up there too. So I know that's usually a good one. I know G-Money said he's trying to put it together right now. I guess he's trying to put it together by tomorrow because he wanted to head out to South Carolina. So, you know,
yeah.
I don't know, you know.
You going to Texas?
I might go to Texas on the 15th, man. I mean, there's a big, you know, there's a real big chance. I mean, I ain't putting it out there that I am going, but, I mean, shit, if money get a little better, I might have to head down there. But I know where I will be going on the 22nd. I'll be going somewhere I'll be going to Fayetteville, North Carolina, on the 22nd.
Yeah, we are going down there too for that little birthday thing in Bash. I'm trying to get something going on with what is his name, man? Street King.
Okay, well, I got somebody on here that can set that up for you.
Yeah, I want to run that Monte Carlo that they got.
Okay, Monte Carlo that the Street King got.
Yeah, that's with the Blue Magic one, not with the other Blue Magic. You know, I got two of them, but the one that everybody knows me see, I want to run them with that.
Okay. Hmm. So you want a piece of the Street King camp?
Yeah, because Blue Magic one is a street car.
Well, okay, that's the Mustang, the horsepower Mustang.
Yeah. Uh huh.
Okay, well, maybe we can, let's see if this guy can help you. 336-260-6800.
Hey, what's happening, y'all? What's going on?
What's going on, man? It looked like Weeby is looking for the Street King Malibu, Monte Carlo.
Oh, yeah. I hear you talking, man. It's been a minute, man. What y'all been up to, man? I ain't really been damn on no shows and nothing, man. I've been on the internet the last couple of days. You know, you got a bunch of little bitches on there. You know what I'm saying? A bunch of little bitches on there acting like they got the little G-strings up in the ass and shit, which they do. You know what I'm saying? They've been walking around strutting all goddamn year, ain't done a motherfucking thing. You know what I'm saying? But it's time to do something now. It's time to do something. It's at the end of the year. And you ain't got but a couple more shows left. And November 22nd. Fast storm, war ready. Goddamn it.
Fast storm.
War ready, goddamn it. You
fast
ready?
Storm.
Goddamn it, war ready.
Fast storm.
We war ready.
I might try you.
But I tell you what, though. Hey, Weeby, I tell you what, though, now. Let me run something by you.
Uh-huh.
You said you got a street car, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
When you say a street car, I understand a street car is that, but some people's different. Tell me a little bit about this car. What is it? Is it big block, small block? Is it got an alternator on it? Can you drive it?
Yep.
You know, is it a street car?
Big block, full exhaust, got all the seats in it. It got a 8-point roll cage in it. All the lights work, alternator, got a radio in it.
Shit. Well, damn, I got some boys coming, damn, from Georgia, man. They got a full, I'm telling you, when I say this, now you got a, you got a race street car. That, you know, this Tom Gunn here is a real street car, man. This car here is a four-door Ford LTD. It's got full interior, power seats, power windows. Ain't nothing on it, fiberglass. It's got a Ford motor in it, small block. It's got full exhaust run out and turned down behind the pipes. It's got an alternator on it. It runs off pump gas. What would you get? What would you get that car with that Mustang?
Is it gold?
Yeah.
I don't get it or nothing. It's set side by side. We about the same. I do my homework. Yeah, see, I'm a racer. I do my homework.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I see you stay in class, goddammit. You definitely in class. You ain't missing no classes, I can tell that.
No. So that'd be a good heads up race.
Well, you know, I could probably, I don't know if he would get on here, but I can get us lined up on the phone, you know what I'm saying, and I can let y'all talk. But I know CLT6 is going to be in the house, and they looking for action.
All right, ain't no problem. We my brother going to have a Chevelle down there, too, the burgundy one. We're going to have that down there, too.
And, you know, just a little bit about it, man, we're going to, on November 22nd, me and my team is actually having a fast storm birthday bash. Well, the thing about it is that Pacific day is my birthday. I'll be turning 30 years old, and shit, man, we having a little race down there in Fayetteville. We'd like for everybody to come. We're gonna have a foot brake race, just for the people down there. But we're gonna have one little shootout because, you know, I don't really know, man. It's gonna be cold weather, and you know, I'm hoping the weather's gonna be right. But we having a small block 28-29 shootout. It don't matter if you own 28s or 29. As long as you small block, you can get in this shootout. I'm going to put up $1,500. And I was going to, you know, in the driver's meeting, I was going to ask them if they want to. You can, whatever y'all drivers agree to put in, if y'all want to add to it, it's 100% payback if you want to. You can put the money in there, it's going to come right back. But I'm going to put $1,500 up. It's a 10-car minimum, which I'm pretty sure I already got 10 cars, so that ain't going to be no problem. And if it's a good race and the people's there, 8 cars, it's a race. You know what I'm saying? I ain't a hard person to get along with. It's going to be a lot of grudge racing. We got SEAL Team 6 going to be there. They're going to bring, if they make it out of Mike Hill's race this weekend, they're going to bring that purple fox body that they was going to run Lethal Weapon with. We're going to lock them in with something evil. The LTD looking for action. The Dirty Boys and Bad Storm going to get locked in the next 2 weeks. If they make it out this weekend with oil pressure, that's they're gonna get locked in there, man. We got the rulers gonna be in the house with the Nova and the small block Mustang. We got Tony Bynes gonna be there. He bringing Thriller. I mean not Thriller. Trouble and the Wizard, and they might bring that blue streetcar they got. It's gonna be some boys there, so it ain't gonna be no problem. We got Big Red and Travis. With the Gold Nova going to be there. You know, there's some locals to Fayetteville anyway. They're going to be there. It's going to be people that, man, is ready to go to war, man. They ain't nothing but war ready, man. You know what I'm saying? So all y'all DMV boys, y'all come. You're going to get plenty of action. If you want action, let me know. I can find you some action. That ain't no problem. Bad Storm looking for 3 races that day. We ain't locked down on 1 race. We'll lock in 3 races. And we war ready. So any of y'all that want to do something, all you got to do is get in touch with me or JB or get on the internet, and I promise you I'll reach out and touch you. November 22nd. The gate's going to open at 10 o'clock. We're going to get it started early. If it carries over into the night and it's racing and everybody's safe and everybody good, goddamn it, we'll stay there all night if we got to. It don't matter, but it's going to open at 10 o'clock. Track going to be ready to run. At 12, I'm trying to get things together. Probably had a driver's meeting somewhere around maybe like 3 o'clock or 2:30 or something. So everything, you know, flyers will be out. I'm waiting on slow-ass Rod Burke. You know how he is, JP, but he gonna have a freaky flyer, though. So I'm just waiting on him right now. And flyers will be out. But November 22nd, man, y'all be there, man. I'm telling you. It's going to, hey, it's wartime, man.
Well, hey, hold on. I got somebody that now that you done brought that up, they might just want to come play with somebody on 28th. 301-848-4879. Can Ugly make an appearance at the Bad Storm birthday bash?
What's going on, JB? What's going on, JB?
What's going on?
Ain't nothing much. Bad Storm, what's up, babe? What's up?
What's happening? What's happening, man? Oh, shit, I need you in the house. That's what's happening. Hey, I got them boys coming. Hey, your boy going to be there, too. Scott with that purple car, too. SEAL Team 6, they going to be there with it.
That's it.
SEAL Team 6, that's what you said? You know the purple big block car they got on 28, single carburetor.
Nah, never heard of. Irrelevant. He's irrelevant.
All right, well, I might have something for you then. And I can tell you right now, I'm relevant.
Oh, no, we want him. I'm just saying he's irrelevant.
Yeah, we might put something evil on y'all's ass, too. We're going to pluck y'all's little dust off. You know what I'm saying?
Don't do that, because when you put something evil, we just put that Holy Ghost on him. I mean, then that solves everything.
Hey, you know what I'm saying?
Obviously, the print is always ugly, babe.
Hey, we war ready, man. I'm telling you, man, that boy's talking that shit on the internet, man. They just don't know, man. Hey, take over Raven, war ready, man. We going to war this weekend, Saturday. We're going to gap Gigantor, goddamn ass. Anybody want to bet on that race, goddamn it, I'm taking all bets. We're going to gap his goddamn ass.
Yes, sir. And you said this is on the 22nd, right?
Yeah, 22nd of Fayetteville.
And my birthday is the 18th. So we just might have to get together and
shit. We might have to do it. I ain't talked to my boy Dean on 710. Shit, he got a club. I ain't talked to him yet. I'm gonna talk to him and see how far the club is from down the track. He got a club down there, right at the south of the border called the Stable. Shit, I might leave the track and go to the club.
Come on, man, don't do that to us.
I'm telling you, man. Hey, you said something
about performance.
Hey.
I mean, he big block, right?
Yeah, SEAL Team 6 gonna be in the house. They bringing the gold car, they bringing the purple car, and they bringing the blue car. And then I think Tarnell and L Dog might bring the damn El Camino and the damn brown sugar.
Man, wait. Well, if you talk to SEAL Team or Coop or whatever, tell them this mission ain't gonna get accomplished. This one ain't gonna get accomplished over here.
All right. Well, I'm gonna tell you right now. Matter of fact, JB, can you get him on the phone?
Let me see.
Matter of fact, I'll give you Scott's number. You can call Scott in here. We can see what's popping.
Man, what's popping? What's bouncing? What's shooting? What's stabbing? It don't matter.
If JB can get him on the phone, I'll show you the number right here.
We can get him on. Let's see.
Hey, Josh, you know how we do, babe?
You ready for it, JB?
Nah, hold on. Let me get this other screen back up. I got to cut my other.
All right. Yeah, that damn ugly, though, boy. I'm going to tell you, that's a bad bitch right there, though.
You got to say it again. Say it a little louder so they can hear you.
Hey, they say that's a bad bitch.
There you go.
But I like a bad bitch. Hey, I ain't got no type.
Nah, you got bad bitch too now. And you try to put it all on me now. Oh, you got a bad one too. And she went tight with all the time.
What's that number for Scott? I know I got it on my other phone, but I ain't got it right now. Oh, Cooper
phone.
I got
it right here. It's 678.
678.
409. All
right.
4685.
All right, let's see if I can get him in.
That's the SEAL Team y'all calling, right?
Yeah, that's the
And I'm just about to call. Hold up now, hold up. Please hold for who I'm about to put on the phone with him.
He knew Ugly was calling, that's why.
Debbie, we about to go gut on him. We about to leave a message.
Yeah, it dropped on him. Once they don't call for a few times and they don't answer, it'll drop. But hey, you know what, Josh? I might. Now, is there a guarantee that purple car gonna be there?
He told me as long as he makes it out of Mike Hill's race this weekend, he gonna be there. But like he said if he gonna get in that 28 nitrous hole shootout, and he said if Lisa Webbin pull up beside him, he said he don't give a fuck. He'll leave a crank in the track.
Hold on. I ain't mean to cut off your off. I just wanted to make sure my hearing aid wasn't, make sure my battery didn't go there. Did you say he was gonna be at House Hook this weekend?
Yeah, he gonna be down there.
The purple one, right?
Yeah, the purple car.
I want to make sure I wasn't hallucinating or blacked out or something. I might need a shot of tea right now.
Let me open this mic up. This might be somebody that want to head out on the 22nd. 892-2510, your mic is open.
What's up, JB?
You want to make a trip for this small block nitrous shootout 1500 on the 22nd? Fayetteville?
We might be able to do something. We'll see how South Carolina goes, but don't count us out yet.
All right. Well, hey, that's my homeboy's birthday party, man. He having a bash at Fayetteville. He's on that's Josh Jones. But Josh, this is my boy with the Riddler Nova.
Oh yeah, I need him now, man. He a bad boy now. Hey, you up there? You holding the DMV down, man?
We try to do what we can do on one gun.
That one gun, hey, I'm gonna tell you now, down here in the South, man, that one gun shit, man, that shit don't stand up no more, man. Hey, you can take one gun and run fast as three, man.
I know, that's right. You know what I mean? You're right. One gun can run fast as three.
You got a monster in there, don't you?
No, I ain't got no monster. It's 393 cubic inches.
I tell you what, really, I feel. If you make it out of South Carolina this weekend and you bring that thing anywhere near Fayetteville, I'm going to put you in a damn rainstorm like you ain't never been in before.
Damn. And then we're going to the club.
You know what the bad thing is? I ain't stressing it.
And then we're going to the club. And I'm going to show you how to make it go up on a Saturday.
Club going up on a Tuesday.
No, it's going to be going up on a Saturday.
Look,
we're
going to go all the way
to
Saturday, all the way to Motel.
15, 6 up there. I look at it like this. Don't let that little 393, 23-degree head on one gun at 2,980 pounds on a 275. You on a slick. Slicks are for dicks. That's the way I look at it. If you can
like
on a 275, it is what it is. But we're not scared. And I will tell you this.
Hey, let me tell you something, real. You want me to tell you something? A 275 for a short man. And if you understand what I'm saying, I'm trying to be respectful on the phone. I ain't talking about short and height. I'm talking about short and length. Slicks is for that goddamn long stroke. You feel me? When I put this out in there, I'm talking the bottom of that motherfucker.
Well, I can tell you right now, dude, you're not talking to Jimmy, dude. You're talking to White Chocolate, and I'm a white boy. There ain't no short stroke on my end of the park. I can tell you that right now. There ain't no short break. Didn't change, baby. That's how I roll. I can tell you this, Pimp. I can tell you this. That fiberglass front end, fiberglass door, your door blow up, this all metal car. You run me one gun head to fuck up, we could do it. Lock that shit in right now. Lock it in right now. 275, drag radar, no balls, one gun to one gun hour. I'll tell you right now, fuck your ass up.
Hold on a second. Let me order this food right fast. Hold on just one second. Let me go on me. Hold on.
Yeah, go over to Taco Bell, dude, and get you some nachos, dude.
What the hell?
JB, ain't that something? They got a street car, JB. All that fiberglass, that light shit. Bullshit. Put some catalytic converters on and pass goddamn DMV inspection. Then come see me with that shit.
God.
And we're
2,900
pounds.
All right, I'll tell you what. Hold on a minute.
No.
I don't like I don't like asking grown people to repeat themselves, but can you repeat yourself one more time to me? Because if I heard you say lock in, lock in.
I told you, your car is fiberglass front end, fiberglass doors, Lexan window. Did I not? Yes, I did.
Yeah, you said that. And it,
we're
and
on,
you, and
we're
completely right.
Oh, well, hold it, pimp. We're on one stage on a 275, all metal but the hood in the bumper, all glass. We're 2,980 pounds with a 393 on one gun. You come on one gun on a 275, drag radio, not a slick. We will run your head up.
I ain't gonna come on one gun, and I ain't coming on no 275. I told you, when I go, I'm laying straight pipe. You understand what I'm saying? I'm gonna pipe that son of a gun. I ain't gonna play with it, but I tell you what I will do. If you make it to my race on the 22nd,
you just come on up to Wood Talk. You come on up to House of Hook and Wood Talk.
Okay, I'm gonna be in Orangeburg, but I tell you what, I'm telling you right now, you show up at the premises November 22nd with the Rilla with that Nova, you got the back tire.
The back tire ain't worth nothing, dude. I already know what the back tire worth. They ain't worth shit.
Well, you got the back tire, and you come with you come to win, and I'm coming to win. I'm coming on 28s with no wheelie bars, and you come on 28s or 275 with no bars. Whatever you want, whatever tire you got on there, that's on you. And you can add all the stages you want to it. I don't care what you run. I'll blow your asshole out.
And it called for a terrible storm that weekend, too.
I don't mean no harm, dude, but I doubt it.
I'll tell you what, Riddler.
This white chocolate pimp, this ain't the Riddler. Riddler sleeping.
Well, white chocolate, Riddler, Joker, whatever they call you. I tell you what you get that gold street car? What you get that gold street car, that real true street car since you talk about, you know, you 2,950 pounds and this and that. And this is a real true street car on an 8-inch slick.
I know you don't want to talk about a street car because I bring a white Mustang up there with back seat, horn and everything. Motor to motor.
No, hell no. I ain't going to run no motor. I'm going to run what I feel I can win with. And you run what you feel you can win with. And I'm going to lock this man. Hey, I'm going to lock this man's car in. And I ain't even called it. We just tried to call it. I'm going to lock it in. You might win puck out money. I'm going to lock this man's car in. And I ain't even talked to him. JB going to be the DP man. I'll lock in three on a 1,000 or better right now. Headed up with that Mustang, with that damn LT, that four-door LTD, with power seats and power windows that ain't even got a roll cage in it, with an alternator on it.
Oh, the pimp, this white Mustang, we got all that. But you can't talk for another man's car.
No, you can get this free punk out money then. I'll lock in $300 on $1,000. If he don't run you head up at November 22nd with that white Mustang and that LTD, I'll give you $300 free money. Now lock in 300 or 1,000 or better. But I'm not gonna run you motor. I'm not gonna run you motor to motor. If you got motor, if you got nitrous, I don't give a damn what you got. I'm gonna lock you in right now with that gold LTD, the same one that's on the DMV board right now, head up against that Mustang, that street car Mustang you talking about, and it can't have no roll cage in it.
JB know the white Mustang I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you right now, dude, I'm not going to lie to you, dude. You don't stand a chance. And JB will out for that.
Listen, JB, this right here. If I don't stand a chance, I'm telling you right now, I know this man's coming, and I talk to this man all the time. He's not going to care because if he don't race you, I would just have to give you this $300 park out money. It's not going to be no big deal. I'll pay my debt. I ain't worried about it. But I guarantee you he'll run you. Lock in $300 on $1,000 or better. Hit that gold LTD against this white Mustang. As long as you ain't got no wheelie bars on a street car, and long as you ain't got this roll cage in there, I don't give a damn what you got.
Well, the car got a roll cage in it, so that ain't going to work. I'm not going to lie to you. The car got a cage in it.
Okay, so you said a while ago, motor to motor. I'm going to answer a question. Do y'all got nitrous on the car?
No.
Okay, we'll run your head up. I don't care about your roll cage.
And JB will answer that. JB, does Eric have nitrous on the white car?
No, it's all horsepower.
Okay, JB, I want you to answer this for me then. Tell him I will lock in $300 on $1,000 or better, race by 4 o'clock, head up, Pro Tree, Ava Mile, the Gold LTD against that white Mustang, that white Mustang old motor with a roll cage, the Gold LTD, no roll cage, just like it is. It's a street car. It's a real street car. It's a nitrous, though. It's a Ford motor, small block. Small block in here now. Run you head up with it. $300
on $1,000
or better.
On what date?
November 22nd at Fayetteville.
That's some free money for me, pimp.
Well, lock it
now,
in.
Now, I'm going to tell you right now. I just told you, the car has a cage in it. We're clear with
okay.
it, right?
Okay, you said it's a true street car, though.
It's a true, JB, is that not a true freight car?
It's got
the horn, the back seat, the front seats are still stock, the back seat stock, everything is stock.
It still got seat belts in it?
Yeah, it got seat belts in it. We got a harness in it. Because it got a cage
okay.
in it.
Okay, and you got both seats in it. The doors ain't gutted out or nothing.
There ain't nothing gutted out. The bitch got
okay,
roll up on
it. Lock in. You ain't got to say no more. Lock in $300 on $1,000 or better. Race by 4 o'clock, November 22nd in Fayetteville. The gold
it's
still
locked.
Team 6 LTD against that white
motor. I can tell you right now, dude. We run the motor to motor, right?
No. No. Hell no. I just told you, I'm not running no motor. You going to run what you running, and I'm going to run nitrous. I'm running nitrous. This ain't no motor car. This man sprayed his car. It's on nitrous. He got a real street car. Power seats, power windows, ain't no fiberglass on it. Factory chrome bumpers, steel hood, everything on it. Ain't no fiberglass on it, nowhere, nothing. Ford small block motor in it, a Ford motor, not no Chevrolet motor, a Ford motor, full exhaust. Full exhaust, run out and turn down behind the back tire. Lock in $300 or $1,000 or better. And I'm going to show you, JB, how this motherfucking grocery getter put it in the bank.
I can tell you this right now. I'll let you know next week on the talk
okay,
show.
Okay. You just let JB know. There won't be no problem. I will lock it in, and if he don't race you, then you get free $300. You get free money. You got paid. Hey, all right. But I know this man don't get your ass. I'm going to bet you on the gap if he race you.
I'll let you know definitely next week.
What you think, JB?
Cool?
You know what I told you? You see what JB? You see how I take a man's car that I don't even know this man. I ain't even never seen this car run at the track, and I'll stop that man. I told you, you better not bring that Nova near that storm. I'm gonna put you in a damn hurricane. It's gonna be a hey, you gonna wish you hadn't even never seen Fayetteville.
That's what they all say.
But just know this. Hey, I'm going to have plenty of Patron at the trailer. So after you get your asshole blown out, I'll let you get drunk and so you can numb the pain.
I can tell you right now, I'm Storm. I'm all about getting tore up from the floor up. So we cool on that. I like to drink beer.
I don't drink no beer. I drink Patron. I'm telling you what I drink. I don't drink but one kind. That's what I drink. I drink Patron. Anything else makes me sick, and I don't drink no beer.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, but I drink some beer. I bring my beer over there, and we drink.
Oh, yeah, I want you to bring it over there, because I'm going to tell you right now. I want you to be numb as you can get when that LTD puts that pipe in you.
But hold it. You know what the bad thing is? I'm cool with everybody. JB know that. You come off cocky on the phone, that's not good. Karma's a bitch.
I like it. I'm a cocky motherfucker anyway. I'm going to tell you that right now. I'm a cocky motherfucker.
I'm going to tell you like this, dude. Hey. When you ran that 7-Up call Mustang, your shit would blow the fuck up, dude. That ain't good.
Hey, That's 3 years of running on that motor, and that $7,500 pass, I'll blow that bitch up every time for $7,500.
I don't blame you on that one. Shit. I threw the crank out the goddamn window.
Oh, shit,
I ain't
man.
No lie.
Hey. Man, I want you to lock this four-door LTD in. JB sitting in the back. If you notice, every time you say something, JB ain't saying nothing. Is he still on the phone? You sure it ain't just but me and you over here talking?
I'm here. I'm trying to see if it, what's going on.
I can tell you right now. Because, JB, know that goddamn white Mustang, that bitch is fucking fag, dude. Ain't no bullshit.
I'll tell you what. Hey, I tell you what, this ain't no lie.
This ain't no lie. What you run on gas, that bitch probably run on fucking motor. If not damn close to it. I'm just saying.
Hey, this ain't no shit here. Man, ain't no way that you gonna call me and tell me that you gonna lock in a car that you ain't even never seen at the track. And I'll lock your ass in. I can tell you that right now. You will never call me and tell me that. You ain't like me. You ain't trained to go. I'm ready to get BET. You know BET. I don't know if you know BET, but I know people all across the world, boss. I'm going to call BET when I get off the phone off this show. And I'm going to get your, I want you to damn send me a friend request on Facebook. I might already be your friend. I want you to inbox me your damn mailing address so I can ship you some of this damn train to go. Because you ain't trained to go white chocolate or whole chocolate or whatever you damn called yourself, you melting.
Sound like you've been hit the throne tonight, because I'm calling to you right now. When the really get
you need to train. You need to train the goat juice.
That blew up.
Y'all need to train the goat juice up in the DMV. I'm going to send y'all some up there before y'all come down here to Fayetteville so y'all won't be crying.
Ain't no crying.
JB.
Yep. Well, I look at it like this. You can't beat everybody. That's the way I look at it. You're going to win,
no.
You're going to lose, you're going to spin or whatever. So
that's right, but hey, you know one thing about it. If you beat me, I'm going to keep coming back. Hey, let me ask you something, real. So I already see you scared of bad storms, so I ain't going to keep talking about that.
I ain't scared of no goddamn bad storm, that light-ass fucking race car.
Hey, you know Top Notch?
Yeah, I know Top Notch. I met him back in Colonial Beach when JB had the blood race.
Okay, are you scared of Top Notch? Top Notch is looking at action November 23rd. Are you scared of Top Notch?
Hell to the no.
Okay.
Straight up. Hell no.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, Top Notch is looking for action. He done told me he's looking for action. He's going to be there. So, since you're so scared of bad storm, I believe you might need to run Top Notch.
Hey, look, dude, you got to get past running bad before you step to me.
Running bad? That motherfucker got big tires and wheelie bars and all kinds of shit on that damn car. He take them big tires off and take them wheelie bars off.
Can you point?
Fight him too.
Oh, here we go. You want that man to change his goddamn tires and wheelie bars?
I can't run him. I'll lay down to him right now. Hey, he's the man.
Well, you need to lay down to the
river
then.
No, I got the river.
Okay. All right. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I blow the river asshole out.
Okay. That's fine. That's fine.
I'll tell you what then. Since you didn't want to lock in with the damn gold card that I don't even know nothing about against the Mustang that you know everything about, I locked the reel in right now, 300 on 1,000 better with Bad Storm head up, pro tree, Adrian Mile. Flip for lane.
We'll show up Saturday then.
Huh?
Show up Saturday.
Bad Storm is not going to be in no track Saturday. Not Mike Hill, not nowhere. We taking a big block car we taking something evil to Orangeburg and run Gigantor. So Bad Storm's not going to be there. Bad Storm's not going to be nowhere. I'm telling you where Bad Storm is going to be at, and it's going to be born ready.
Bad Storm put up for the winter. Well, I'm thinking
Bad Storm ain't put up for the winter. Bad Storm want to lock your ass in right now.
I just said it'd be there Saturday. God damn, what more you want?
We coming fucking goddamn 8 hours.
We gonna come in for eight hours away. I like it. Touch the motherfucker right here. Hey, I like this mug right here, boy. I'm going to tell you right now, hey, he's a smart man. You hear me? In Tight Man's voice, he's a smart man.
Oh, yeah. I hear him over there. So, now, do you have any, hey, let me ask you this, Josh, do you have anybody that, I mean, it sounds like he wants somebody to sit like him. You got anybody to sit like him? That'll go with him head up?
I'm trying to think, man. I'm trying to damn. I'll tell you what.
Hold on a minute.
I'll tell you what. I got somebody for him right now. But I don't know the man's number, but I'm sure we can track it down. Travis Jane. I mean, what's his name? I don't know what's his last name. But Travis with that gold Nova. He got a full body Nova. Chrome bumpers. Big block on 28s.
Exactly, big block. We small block.
Man, it's a full body car. It's got the glass windows in it, man. It's got roll up windows in it, door panels and everything, man. What you mean? It still got the chrome around the fender. Conventional head. Single car, baby. Can't intake.
So that means I can bring a big block car to run bad storms, and
yeah,
I can run old motor.
So you goddamn right. You lock that motherfucking white Mustang in. Long as that bitch ain't got Willy bars on it, you want more to lock that bitch in right now. 500 or 2,000.
I'm not talking about the white Mustang. I'm talking about the black Camaro.
Okay. Long as you on 28 with no Willy bars, lock in right now. 5 on 2,000 or better. Head up pro treat. You want more to fast on gas.
This bitch. All right, we'll do that. I come on 28 in a black Camaro, in a 2002 Camaro, I come on 28 with no Willy bars. I like that shit in right now. If your pockets are so deep, I come on 28, you lock it in right now, $3,000. Head up, I run that bitch on motor, and you can spray the fuck out of that goddamn small block. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to tell you that right now.
What's in the black Camaro?
No, don't worry about it. You're going to get a big block on me. I'm coming with a big block. In a Camaro, 2002 Camaro, I take the Willy ball off and I'll put a 28 on it. You can spray all you want. I'll run that bitch on motor because that's all it's got is all motor. I'm going to tell you right now. Lock that shit in right now. Lock it in right now since you're a badass.
Lock in, be in the lanes race ready by 3 o'clock. Lock in $300 or better right now. Headed up pro street.
$1,000. Lock in them. Man, you better get your pockets a little deeper, pimp.
Well, I tell you what, then if your pockets is so deep, you got the back tire for 105 with that fucking slow ass Nova. Now, what you want to do? Let's run something that we know both about. I'll run you with that Nova, and you can't bet enough. I don't give a damn what you do, and you got the back tire. Or we can run head up, and I'll clear you on the top side. How do you want it? I'll give it to you like Tupac. How do you want it? You want the back tire, or do you want the clear? I give you either one and empty your pocket. You tell me what you can come up with, and I'll cover anything you can come up with.
I ain't going to tell you a lie, pimp. I doubt it.
Well, I'm sitting here telling you now, pimp, I'll lock you in for whatever you want to run for, and we can lock in $1,000 on three of that right now. You can take whichever one you want. You want the back tire, or do you want the clear? Which one do you want?
What day is it for November? I'm looking at my calendar.
JB, will you explain to him what I just said? He done pissed me off. Will you tell him what I just told him for me one time?
You give him the clear or the back tire, 105.
JB, what is the date of the race? Because I work every
November
other week.
November 22nd.
Hang on 1 second. Oh,
he gonna come back and say, I got to work.
No, I'm off, bitch.
Okay,
I'm
lock
off.
In. Lock in then.
The 22nd.
The 22nd, Fayetteville, North Carolina, Fayetteville Motorsports Park.
I know where Fayetteville is.
okay, well, lock in right now. It shouldn't be no more questions in. It should be JB reading the fucking DP out right now. Lock in $1,000 on 3,000 or better. Head up, pro tree. You got the back tire or the clear, whichever one you want. Which one do you want?
I want it clear.
Okay, we're going to run head up, and you got the clear. Lock that shit in right now. Lock that shit in, 1,000 on 3 or better.
I want it clear.
Okay, you got it.
Long as you on one gun to one gun.
Oh, man, I ain't telling you what to bring. Man, I told you put 4 or 5 guns on that bitch. I don't give a damn what you got. I'm going to blow your ass out.
You fucking race car, light-ass shit.
Well, you know what? Let me tell you something. Let me tell you a little word of advice then. You need to go spend some more goddamn money. You talking about your pockets is deep. Well, you need to go spend some of that goddamn money on the fiberglass and get light then.
Well, I need to spend more money. I got a stock block.
Because you can...
Of course you have more stock block.
I ain't got nothing to do with it, man. I ain't got a damn thing to do with what you got. I just asked you, was you small, bro? You said, yeah. I asked you, was you on a 28 or 275? You said, yeah. I don't need to know no more. I don't need to know what else you got. I don't need to know how much you weigh. I don't need to know all that shit. I just need for you to put this $1,000 out. I'll tell you what. I ain't going to scare you off with that $1,000. Lock in $500 or $2,000 or better, and you got the clear. Pass them against the fucking river. Lock in. Or we can do 3 on 15. You just act like you want the best of money, so hell, I want to trick you. I want to see if you really want the best of money. I didn't mean to scare you off.
I can tell you this right now, pimp. Money ain't no object.
Well,
but you got to be smart.
Listen to me, pimp.
And I'm gonna tell you right now, you got a race car.
You keep going.
Your shit is all fiberglass. My shit is all metal, other than the bump of the hood. I'm not stupid, dude.
Hey, listen here, pimp.
I can bring Chrissy Perkins' car there and fuck you up, dude. It don't matter to me. You can bring the baddest son of a bitch out there.
Chrissy Perkins, my goddamn cousin, dude. It don't matter. I'll tell you what you do. I'm going to give you this option right here, then. Since you so scared, I'm mad at my money. Hey, yes, you are. You ain't doing nothing but playing dodgeball with me. And we're wasting JB's show and time. If you ain't going to lock in, there ain't nothing else to talk about. You got the back tire or the clear with the riddle against Bad Storm, small box of piece. You can be on 28 or 275. I don't give a damn what you want. I'm going to be on 28. I'm going to put that motherfucking hard dick in you. I'm telling you
exactly.
That now.
Slicks are for dick. It is what it is.
Okay, I got a big dick, so that's why I got slicks.
You're a white boy, dude. You're just small, dude. It is what it is.
Oh. What do you want to do? Do you want to lock in, or what do you want to do? I mean, it ain't nothing else to talk about. I will let you know after Saturday.
I'll let you know after Saturday, because I'm going to the house of Hook, and I will let you know after Saturday if I don't blow this bitch up.
All right. Well, get back with me next week then, man.
Oh, you know I will, pimp.
All right. I hear you, cuz. I'll catch you next week then.
I'll be on here. And I ain't going to let you down, I promise. I swear on my life, dude. I ain't going to let you down, pimp.
Hey,
I'll let you know.
Hey, yo. Next, JP. Get back on my homeboy, man. Man, what ugly is, man? Look, I need to talk to somebody who wants to race, man.
Let's see if them boys still on. I don't think the boys might still be on. Let's see. No, I think they got off. They said that they was definitely thinking about coming. So, I mean, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do, because I'm going to talk to Justin tomorrow, the owner, and, you know, and also I was going to tell Scott, I know where a truck that he wants revenge against that beat him 2 times at MIR, and I can get that truck to Fayetteville on that day if he want to do that rematch.
All right.
He know what truck. Tell him it's a green F10 and tell him it's his kryptonite. It beat him twice at MIR and he wants some get back. So I'm going to talk to Derek tomorrow and we can probably get that locked in.
All right.
Yep, I'm going to talk to him tomorrow.
I ain't gonna tell you no joke. He probably, I'll run it by him because more likely he gonna call me in just a little bit. Most time he called me, man, he be calling me in hell. Matter of fact, the reason he ain't answered, they at the track tonight testing. They went to test that purple car. I ain't even thinking about that. They're Jackson.
Oh, okay. They getting right.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, I wouldn't, you know, it'd be hard to bet against them on 28th and Nitrous, them boys riding.
Yeah, I'm on, me and Scott been talking. We probably gonna if he makes it out of Mike Hill race, he gonna lock something evil in with the purple car at Fayetteville.
Hmm. Well, yeah, go ahead and tell him, I got a truck that I know he went round three against, and also tell him, yeah, you know, I'm going to talk to Justin. Justin might, you know, he might lock in something with Ugly versus the purple car. I'll see what he want to do.
All right.
Well, shoot. Let me, I'm going to get off here now, try to work some magic. But as you can see, go check out the post. We got three small blocks already locked, stock and barrel for the 22nd for the shootout.
All right, I'm going to go check it out.
Yeah, one of them's Brian Lee. He got a deuce called the Pickpocket, but he's already coming.
You tell them boys, I can get you some flyers probably next week. I'll mail you something up there.
All right, well, shoot, just let me know. Once you let me know, then we go. Like I said, I already got three, and I got three more on hold waiting. And, one of them's looking at a car right now. A car went up for sale about an hour ago. And I don't know if you know what car, but Wes Whittle's car is for sale, so he might be making a transplant real quick because the price that Wes Whittle want for that car, you can't beat it.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, I got three small blocks already. I'm waiting on two more. One of them's another deuce, and one of them's a Mustang from up Philly. Once they give me – hey, now, is there any rules as far as – carburetors or whatever, or are you doing this cast intake?
No, we're small, bro. You don't matter.
Oh, well, shit. All right. I know we good then. And I'm going to call, like I said, I'm going to get in touch with the boys from Philly. And shit, it look like we going to bring about five or six.
All right.
And that's just for the small block. But, you know, we got some guys that want to come up and grudge race. So, yeah, I'm going to call them boys tonight.
All right,
man. All right. Well, I'll be seeing you soon.
All right.